Hypoglycemia is more likely to occur in people with insulin-treated diabetes, like James. He needs to consider everything he does throughout the day, from eating to exercising, and routinely checking his CGM before and after both, and how it affects his blood sugar. Today, James ate a bigger breakfast and injected less insulin since he went to the gym before work. He also ate a granola bar before his meeting and checked his CGM because he knew that the meeting would last until lunch. Unfortunately, James realizes an hour into the meeting that it will run longer than expected. He is now hungry and frustrated. After 2 hours, James is feeling more pessimistic and distracted and is a little shaky. His CGM alarm goes off and he reflexively silences it. At James' HCP visit 2 months ago, his HCP used a work mat to discuss hypoglycemia with James and his wife. The work mat uses hiking as an analogy for the journey of managing hypoglycemia and addresses risk factors, causes, common symptoms, preparation, and risk minimization strategies. By the end of the meeting, James isn't feeling well, and Aika has noticed. When James's CGM alarm goes off again, Aika is reminded that James has diabetes. She knows that James needs to drink some juice and eat lunch, so she guides him to the break room. But James's blood sugar has dropped too low, and he loses consciousness. Fortunately, Aika knows that James keeps his glucagon kit in his desk. After receiving glucagon, James is conscious again. Emergency services arrives, but James is already eating and drinking juice and feeling better, and so declines transportation to a hospital. After finishing his lunch, James calls his HCP. James calls his HCP